Pentagon puts 8,500 troops on heightened alert on Ukraine border. The United States is discussing the deployment of American military forces to Eastern Europe with its NATO allies, a senior administration official said Monday, as President Joe Biden weighs options for responding to Russian threats against Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has placed 8,500 troops on heightened alert to assist with the defense of NATO allies. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said during a news briefing Monday, he said no deployment orders have been given. I want to reinforce that, as of now, the decision has been made to put these units on higher alert and higher alert only, said Kirby. No decisions have been made to deploy forces from the United States at this time. With Moscow massing more than 100,000 troops at its neighbor's border and no diplomatic breakthrough in sight, the West is stepping up its response amid mounting fears an invasion could be imminent. Conversations are underway with NATO countries that could receive U.S. military forces as part of a plan to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin's aggression. NATO said Monday that it was sending ships and fighter jets to Eastern Europe and that Washington has also made clear that it is considering increasing its military presence in the eastern part of the alliance. Biden participated in a roughly 90-minute video conference with European leaders Monday afternoon to discuss Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders, the White House said. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, Polish President Andrzej Duda, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, and other leaders participated in the call. Following the video conference, Biden told reporters it was a very, very, very good meeting, adding that there was total unanimity with all the European leaders. The president said he would have more to say on the issue later. In a statement, the White House said Biden and European leaders reiterated their continued concern about the Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders and expressed their support for Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The White House said the leaders underscored their shared desire for diplomatic resolution and also discussed their joint efforts to deter further Russian aggression against Ukraine. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, has asked the White House for a briefing for all House members on the situation, a source familiar with the matter said. A separate source said Senate Majority Leader Schumer, DNY, has requested a classified briefing next week for all senators. Biden was briefed by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Saturday about U.S. options for responding if Russia invades Ukraine, as well as options for U.S. military movements in advance of an invasion, according to a defense official and a senior administration official. Among the options presented for the U.S. military in advance of an invasion were bomber flights over the region, ships visit the Black Sea, and the moving of troops and some equipment from other parts of Europe into Poland, Romania, and other countries neighboring Ukraine. Austin presented options to reassure NATO allies and reinforce their defenses, specifically the defense of those countries bordering Ukraine, the official said. The goal is to show unity and strength within NATO and deter Russian aggression against allies in the region, the official said. Biden was at the presidential retreat at Camp David, Maryland, and Austin briefed him via a secure video teleconference. Joint Chiefs and Staff Chairman General Mark Milley was on the call. Generally, the secretary briefs the president, and then the chairman provides more operational specifics.